Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how are you? This is Sage. Welcome to Queendom of Sage Wisdom. Tonight's show is brought to you by Sage Wisdom International. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day, and I hope you are at peace with yourself. I have a wonderful guest tonight. She is just phenomenal. She is doing just outstanding work to help women and their sexuality, to help women, bridge their sexuality with their spirituality. She is a sex, love, and relationship coach. Welcome to the show, Amanda. Thank you for being here. Who are you?
Hello, Sage. I am amazing, and thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here.
Oh, gosh, I am so thankful that you're here. I know you were, you know, on vacation, getting back into the groove of things, and I thank you for coming back from your vacation and coming right into the show. I appreciate it, and I want to let everybody know that you might as well just pick up a pen and paper, because you may want to take some notes, because Amanda puts it down. She is deep. I mean, she really, really is doing great work for women and couples. So, Amanda, tell us about finding your feminine fire. How did you get started with that?
Yes, that's a great question. So I actually started out because of my own journey, and I found myself, my daughter was about 2 at the time, and I remember waking up one morning just feeling so depleted, so miserable, you know, already annoyed with the day before it had even begun, just really not connected to myself, not connected to my life, just kind of felt like I was, you know, just floating along. And I realized that morning, I just looked at my weary eyes in the mirror and decided, I have to do something about this. So I started on a journey of really reconnecting with myself, and it has been amazing. And because of what I've gone through, I thought, you know, I had to actively seek and search to find help and to find, you know, this wisdom. And I thought, this is something that every woman needs to know, and it shouldn't be so hard to find. So my goal is to help more women access this. And I really feel like what I'm trying to do is really help overwhelmed women to reconnect to their sexuality. And we use simple tantric techniques that you can use to feel, you know, more luscious in your body and more pleasure in your life, and, you know, take your intimate relationships and sex from something you have to do to something you look forward to, you know, enjoy more support and playfulness in your relationships and in your life, really.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long have you actually been doing this work?
3 years.
Wow, that's 3 years. And I just from listening to some of your blogs, your videos and your blogs and all that, I mean, you've learned a lot in 3 years. I would have never imagined that. I thought you would have said something like 10 years or 15 years, because you're so knowledgeable in the work that you do, and you're helping a lot of women. I remember I came across your work. I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm like, she is really deep. He really is. So, and also, I noticed that you and your husband seem to be really on the same page. So when you were going through that despair you were talking about and trying to find yourself and all that, and then you got on that path of, you know, embracing your sexuality, how did that affect your relationship with your husband? I mean, because it seems like he is on the same page as you, and that's sometimes not easy to do, you know, get a man to actually embrace that same, you know, spirituality or sexuality that the woman embraces.
Well, that's true, and I did get real lucky when I found my husband. I think I hit the jackpot with him, but, you know, what's interesting is I think that, and I appreciate you. First of all, I want to thank you for, you know, thinking that, you know, my wisdom preceded my years of study. But I have spent over 600 hours studying at the Tantric Institute of Integrated Sexuality, and thousands of hours, you know, just in my own personal study. So I'm glad that shows. And my husband and I, actually, we have always had a really good communication around our relationship. And I think during that time when I was really disconnected, I know neither one of us were really as happy as we could be, because we were not connecting. And he has actually, on his journey, spent many years studying similar practices. And thankfully, he has always been very interested in personal growth and development and, you know, kind of growing himself as well. And when we got together, one of the things that we both committed to was to constantly grow both individually and as a couple. So with that, I know I am very lucky because I know many men aren't, you know, aren't as proactive. But I think, you know, he had kind of, too, put it on the back burner. And when I started getting back into this work, he was reignited, too. So it actually was inspirational for both of us. And it really transformed him as well.
Wow, that's great. You know, because even in my work, you know, as a relationship coach, it's always a wide like chasm between the woman and the man. It's, you know, getting them both on the same page to help grow their relationship and help them bond more sexually and spiritually. It's not that easy. So seeing a couple that's on the same page like that, that's refreshing, really. So what are some of the things that you actually do, like in your coaching, what do you actually, how do you actually coach women through this?
Yes, that's a great question. So a lot of times people ask me that, what is Find Your Feminine Fire? You know, what does that even mean? So how I like to describe it is that powerful energy that lives within us as women. And you can see when someone has that energy that's awakened. You know, they're alive, they're luminous, they're desirable, magnetic. You know, and this modern day life that we live, it really dulls our energy. You know, we're always so busy, we have a million duties, we are pulled this way and that way, and just it's just very stressful on our systems. So that energy just can be shut down. And the good news is that you can reignite it. And that is what is exciting because we can all do something about it. And a lot of people refer to this energy as Shakti, which is, you know, it's actually been proven that it actually lives on a gland near your cervix. So that's just another kind of way to describe this, like activating this energy, this vibrancy, this radiance. And when you have that, you feel good in your own body and you feel that your life has meaning and value and you're more easily in touch to your needs and your desires and just able to put that out there to the world.
Yeah, you're right. And for the vast majority of us, we actually, our sexual energy is actually blocked.
Yeah.
And our spiritual energy is blocked as well. And actually, I would say our spiritual energy is blocked because our sexual energy is blocked. What we're learning now is that they're one and the same. You know, so I'm even seeing that, you know, in my own life. And if you talk to 10 women, you'll get probably 10 women saying that they feel this kind of blockage and not really knowing what it is. It's just that feeling, like you said, that disconnect where you just don't, you know something's missing, but you just don't know what it is.
Yes.
You know you're not feeling whole, but you just can't put your finger on it. And it goes back to understanding the connection between our spiritual and sexual energy. Because we are really all sexual beings by nature. We are all born that way. We're born sexual beings, but throughout time, you know, that's you know, when the when I guess when the church started getting started becoming the authoritarians over our lives, we learned to squash down or shut off our sexual nature. And and from thousands of years ago, we were sexual beings. Our ancestors, I mean, way back in ancient times, were very spiritual. I mean, very sexual and spiritual beings. Sexuality was considered a gift, like a blessing. The more sexual women were, the more they were revered. I mean, if you look at some of the queens like Nefertiti, I'm talking about the African queens, because those are the ones I know the most about. you know, the African queens Nefertiti and Cleopatra were highly sexual women, and they were revered for it. It was considered a strength. But, you know, as time, you know, moved on, those things started to change, and, you know, instead of women dominating the world, it switched over to men dominating the world, and that's when sexuality began to shift and change and get blocked and darkened and all those things. And to now, you know, as time went forward, it just got worse and worse. And now we're basically a sexual repressed society. We live in a sexual repressed world.
We do, and it's my mission to try and change that one person at a time. Because it is so true, and I think, you know, it's something that we've never been taught. That is the difference. You know, our culture really suppresses sexuality. We're never taught about it. If we are, for the most part, it's usually in our cultural conditioning is that, you know, sex is bad. Don't do it till you're married. You're going to get a disease. You're going to get pregnant. You know, that's kind of how sex education has been in our culture, is that it's fear-based. And, you know, there's never any discussion of pleasure or, you know, it's sadly, most people are getting their education nowadays from watching porn, which is definitely not realistic. So there's all kinds of disconnects happening with that. And I've found that, like you said before, our spirituality, our sexuality are so connected. And I do feel like that is the missing key, that when you can, you know, open that energy flow of that sexual energy, you know, it just opens up so much, and you can heal so much in your life by addressing those issues. Because so many issues that we have, no matter what stems from, when you get to the root of it, a lot of times, you know, when you work with your sexuality, you can heal so many things and just integrate so many things.
Exactly. Right. That's exactly true. And the thing about women is we are a reservoir of energy, of sexual energy. There's that distinct difference between a male and a female as far as energy and the amount of energy and capacity that the two different, you know, sexes have. For instance, like women, we are containers. We're vessels. In other words, we are, our bodies, our souls, our spirit is designed to take in energy. And a male's energy is designed, a male system is designed to give the energy. So that is a very important point, because, well, I'll give an example, and I know you understand this as well. When it comes to intercourse, there's a male is the giver of the energy, the woman is the receiver of the energy. The male has an abundance of energy that he loses and gives away, and even a piece of his soul every time he actually ejaculates. And a woman receives that energy. That energy is so massive. It's so magnificent that it actually creates another human being. But the woman receives that energy, always has the capacity to keep getting more and more energy and more and more. But the thing is, because we don't know this, we just waste the energy. We don't use it the way it's meant to be used. Because if you're, you know, taking in all this energy, and if you're not using it to have a baby, then what are you doing with the energy? It's just being wasted. But, you know, this is really deep, because it takes a woman to really be in tune with energy and her sexuality and spirituality to understand this. And for men, you know, one of the things I do teach men is to understand that energy loss and what that does to you every time you do have sex and every time you ejaculate. Because now look at our society. We have the military. I just learned the military spend $40 million on Viagra. That's just the military. So we have a nation of impotent men now, because, you know, the lack of understanding of the amount of energy that is lost every time a man has sex. It's okay to lose the energy, but what the men don't understand is they have to replenish it, and that's where the problem comes in. And women are taking all this energy, taking it in, and doing nothing with it. I mean, you can use that energy to empower yourself. You can use it to make yourself smarter, make yourself more creative, make yourself more spiritual. But it's a matter of learning how to do it. It takes a great amount of skill. So, yeah, and the women who lose energy or not using their energy for their benefit, it's really kind of sad, but it's great that, you know, we have people like you and me out here now teaching women about their sexuality and about their spirituality and the energy and how they could use their energy in their lives. And
I think that's so true. And it's one of the things I do teach, like you say, is a great way to like recirculate that energy throughout your body and use it for different things. That's one of the things that is so powerful for women and men, to be able to recirculate that energy and use it in different ways. And it's, you know, I know the Taoists really believe that's a Taoist tradition, is that they really believe, you know, every time the men ejaculate, they lose so much energy. And one of the practices that I teach women actually is another kind of based in the Taoist philosophy as well. It's basically you use a jade egg to kind of help replenish that energy. And that's another program, but there's so many things you can do. So the good news is there is thing as women we can do to kind of replenish our energy.
Yeah, and that's the one commodity that we just throw away unknowingly all the time is our energy. And it's there for the taking. And can you give us, what are some tips that you can give couples, or even just, you know, to nourish their relationship? What kind of tips do you give people? Just basic tips that somebody can go, okay, you know, I can do that.
Well, one of the things, and I think, you know, we mentioned earlier, kind of touching on the feminine fire part, is one of the things that I feel is so important, and this is like the first step I tell anyone, is to focus on what you desire. Because this, I know this is a huge question sometimes. Most of us don't even know what it is we really want. So how would we even do this? But just a very simple tip that I always tell people, you can do this based just on your, just for what you want, is just to take out a piece of paper and a pen and set a timer for 10 minutes and just start jotting down everything that comes to mind. It could be as simple as, you know, I want a cup of coffee. I want a pedicure. I want a good night's sleep, all the way to, you know, I want to go on a trip to Italy. I want a very sensual romantic partnership. Whatever it is, just let it flow. Don't censor yourself. No matter how silly it may seem, just write it down. And towards the end of the 10 minutes, you'll probably get to some more deeper desires. But keeping a pulse on our desires is critically important, because we need to know what we want, and so we can make actions happen to bring those desires to life. So what I will then tell people is take that list and just see if there's anything simple that's on that list that you can do in the next few days and just make it happen. Because you want to put it out there, and then you also want to take action steps to getting what you want. So by keeping a pulse on your desires and what you want, you can kind of stay in tune with yourself. If you're not feeling like you're ever getting anything you want, then you're probably not in alignment at all, and you maybe need to reevaluate. So I think that's such a powerful way to just kind of keep connected to your fires by giving yourself what you need and what you want.
Wow, that is a great tip, a really great tip. And so your workshops, I saw on your website that you do workshops. So when you're doing your workshops, Do you actually have people role playing and things like that, or how do you do your workshops? How do you run your workshops?
Mm-hmm. We do some exercises in the workshop, and then I always give people homework, and I think that is the key. Is a lot of this stuff you have to do, you have to embody, you have to experience to get the results. So I can teach you how to do it, but then you have to actually do it. Like anything, right? It's just practices, and they're simple. But the more you're able to do those things, the more you're able to kind of activate. And another thing I really talk about a lot in my workshop is activating your sensuality and how you do that. And it simply comes down to getting in touch with your senses again, because that truly is the basis of sensuality. So by activating all of your senses on a regular basis, you can, you know, you can just feel more. You feel more. I like to recommend a five. Sometimes we'll do this in a workshop, but I like to recommend people do a five senses ritual or meditation. So what that would look like is we would gather some things that you really enjoy for each sense. So, for example, like some strawberries or chocolate for taste, some delicious music to listen to, a soft blanket or something that's really feels good to touch. And I usually like to have the mirror for the visual to look at your own beauty. And then maybe some essential oil or a flower for scent. And then just really spend a few minutes focusing on each individually. So you'll just really savor the flavor of the strawberry or, you know, and take a few minutes for each sensation. And then at the end, combine them all. And you'll notice that the experience is just so much more full body. You just can feel more when you take the time to activate those on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, just listening to you, just closing my eyes and imagining everything you just said. I mean, I can actually feel the sensations just using my imagination.
And if it's something you can do really anytime, like if you're enjoying your meal or when you're taking a shower or anything where you can just stop and drop into your body for a minute and connect with each sensation. And, you know, obviously that's going to pay off in your relationships, especially in your, you know, intimate relationships, because then when you're having those moments of intimacy, you can slow things down and really focus on the sensations, which is key to really enjoying it more. So you're out of your head and you're in your body focusing on what you're feeling.
Yes, and I did bring this up at the start of the show about the getting couples on the same page. How do you do that? Like if you have a woman who wants to be more sensual, wants to have more self-awareness, and wants to, you know, to embrace her sexuality, but yet her partner doesn't, how do you approach that? Because I know that's a difficult situation.
Yes, and this happens very commonly. This is one of the most common things that people bring to me, is that they're, you know, they want to do the work, but their partner is not open. So what I recommend in these situations is, first of all, do the work anyway on yourself, because usually 9 times out of 10, the more you make a practice of doing these things and opening up your energy, they're going to get curious and they're going to notice the changes in you and probably want to join in. And some other simple things you can do to bring in your partner is just to have more discussion. Like there's an exercise that I love. It's a really great intimacy building exercise. And one of the things that is key for this is you really just have to learn, and this takes practice a lot of times in relationships because it's not something we're used to doing, is kind of just allowing space for each other to express what they want, to communicate whatever they need without reacting. That is the hard part. But just to listen to what they say without starting a conversation back or without reacting, but just letting them have their opportunity to say whatever's on their mind. And then they would give you that same courtesy. That in itself is huge because, you know, honestly, women have more of an opportunity than men to really speak openly. Men don't very often have that opportunity. They're on guard a lot of the time. They have to put on this front. They've been taught never to show emotion. They have to be strong. They have to hold it together. So when you over time can let them know that they can be vulnerable with you and it's safe and you're not going to judge or pick a fight or take any of those things they say and bring them up in a fight later, that's an important key too. Then it opens such a huge, deep connection.
Yeah. Compassionate communication, that's what it is. You know, mm-hmm. being compassionate to your partner and having, you know, being able to express yourself and have your allowing your partner to express him or herself with compassion, just like you said, with no judgment, is really key as well, because a lot of times we do get in trouble in our relationships because of the way we talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We just use language in a very destructive way in our relationship. So if we can learn how to express our anger or sadness or concern, even our things like our jealousies, but in a compassionate way, that goes a long ways. Because a lot of relationships break up because of the bad communication between the two people. They just communicate so poorly that neither person is ever able to express themselves, and it's just a constant conflict. And then exacerbated by you take it to the bedroom with you when, you know, it just goes on and on. So, yeah, I think that's a great thing you're doing. I've been what about the grass is green where you water it? I'm like, whoa.
Yes, that is another big, you know, it's another thing that from sometimes it can be challenging in a relationship to just be loving for the sake of being loving without wanting anything in return. But I feel like that is such an important gift to give for your partner, is just to, that's the reason that I kind of came up with that challenge I did a while back, the grass is greener challenge. And it's all about, you know, the grass is green where you water it. So water your own grass, because, you know, maybe the neighbor's yard always looks better, but how much time do they spend watering it versus how much time you water your own? So it is such an important thing.
Yes.
And I remember when my husband and I got together, I don't know where he heard this, but I love this quote. And it's if you want more love, give more love.
Yes. It's just as simple as that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just as simple as that. And I love that. I love that. I actually wrote that down when I saw that on your website, because I just thought, you know, so simple, but yet so powerful. But yet so powerful. So I'm just going to take a moment to recognize the sponsor of tonight's show. It's
sure.
Ultimate Health. Okay. It's Ultimate Health and Chiropractic Center. The mission of Ultimate Health and Chiropractic Center is to help patients achieve a higher level of health in order to manifest their full expression and potential. The first important step is to help patients get out of pain, and we are confident that we can decrease your pain by using the varied and specialized resources that we have in our office. List of services include anti-aging and longevity, nutrition and weight loss, orthotics, pregnancy chiropractic care, nutrition response testing, and personal injury care. Call today at area code 610-245-3065, located at 111 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, 19004. Again, thank you, Ultimate Health and Chiropractic Center, for sponsoring tonight's show. Yeah, so I'm back, and I'd like to also talk about the healthy flow of sexual energy. I listened to one of your videos, and I can't remember which one it was, but that really struck me. I forget the guest's name, but you talked about the healthy flow of sexual energy. I might be saying it wrong, but do you remember that show? It was not too long ago when you had a female. I think she was from Connecticut. Or, do you remember that show?
I do, but I can totally address that, because that is something that is so key. Because you mentioned before, you know, a lot of times we feel the stuckness, and what are some ways you can move that energy through?
Yes.
Is that kind of what you mean, and how you keep it flowing on a regular basis?
Well, yeah, she actually had demonstrated, had some techniques that she was offering people, but I just cannot remember exactly the show. It just, that part of it stayed in my head, but I kind of forgot the details of it, but I remember being so impressed by that.
Yes. So basically the basic keys it comes down to is focus, movement, and breath, because where you're going to kind of combine those three things. So, for example, when you feel like the sexual energy start building, and you can even kind of do this if you're just sitting, you know, just kind of you maybe just squeeze the muscles in your pelvic floor and kind of activate, you can kind of feel some energy starting to build. And so what you can do is even just kind of just move your hips a little bit, just kind of move your hips in a way that feels good. And even just that kind of starts to open it up. And what I like to teach is a connected breath, which basically is you have an inhale and an exhale without a break in between. So you have an open mouth. It kind of sounds like this. And you can get that breath going. And you can take that energy and you move it up through each chakra, basically. So, and it's kind of, it's not 100% proven in science, but there's a lot of coordination between the chakras and different parts of the brain, different glands in your body. So basically you will breathe up and kind of to the base of your body. And then you will go up to your solar plexus, so kind of like above your belly button. And then you'll go up to your heart. And you're kind of breathing it up each time, up to your throat, and then up to your forehead. And then at the very end, you'll breathe it up to your crown. So just taking a few moments to kind of take that energy. And once it goes up to the top of your head, you can visualize, I like to think of it as maybe like a pearl ball. And so visualize this pearl ball, and you'll breathe in and you'll breathe that energy up the back of your body and down the front of your body. And so you kind of are, if you can visualize like a circuit, and we call this the pleasure circuit. So you are taking that energy and you're looping it throughout your body. And then after a few moments of that, you can just kind of sit and integrate. And if you want to visualize, sometimes people like to store the energy in their lower belly. You don't have to do that, but sometimes people like to follow it up with that. That's kind of a Taoist tradition, as they store it. And it just kind of builds. So you can visualize maybe you have like a golden box there that you're storing all this delicious energy, and that you can know you can access it at any time. So that's another little exercise that can kind of move the energy.
I do like that, and it is true what you just said about people storing. Most people do store most of their energy in their lower chakra, right in the sexual lower chakra. Excuse me. And so that's where the energy pools in most of us. So if we're not used to moving it around, that's just where it will pull, especially mm-hmm. with men, because it's really the sexual energy as well. And that's where men, you know, hold most of their energy in their sexual, you know, in their sexual chakra. So, I do like that. I practice something like that myself. And actually, I'm trying to get more proficient at it so I can actually teach it as well. I know how to do it myself, but just getting other people, I mean, just being able to teach somebody else how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It does make a difference. You can actually feel the energy moving it from one spot to another. You can actually feel it. So,
you can. And
yeah.
It is something that usually if I'm with a client, you know, we'll walk through it and I'll just kind of do the whole exercise with them. It takes maybe 15 minutes. But you can do an abbreviated version. You know, that's the great thing about it. You can just be sitting in your car and like activate the energy and just start circulating it. And if you're feeling exhausted or if you're having one of those moments where you're so tired, it really helps to give you that little boost of energy.
Yes, and it also helps us become get more in tune to our own energy. Excuse me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it helps us, you know, get more in tune to our own energy and how our energy moves, you know, within our bodies. And another thing you do is you teach that self-awareness, which is really key because,
yes.
Again, many of us are just so disconnected to ourselves. Like, we don't even touch ourselves. Like, we feel icky or creepy if we even touch ourselves. And I enjoyed that session with that you taught about self-awareness, and that was really, really invigorating.
Yeah, getting in touch with your body is key to enjoy, really it's about enjoying the gift of life through the experience of our body. Because, we do spend so much time in our heads. We're just making decisions, planning, endless to-do lists. You know, dropping down to our bodies is so powerful in activating that feminine fire and getting your energy activated. And, that's just one of the things that you can relearn is just spending time feeling your body. And, that sensuality exercise is great for this. Or even just doing a body meditation, which basically looks like you just lay in a comfortable position for a couple of minutes. And just tune into your body. And if you feel a sensation, say it out loud. So, for example, just lay comfortably for a moment or two, and then you can, see what you're feeling. Maybe it's, I feel a tickle on my left middle finger. I feel like a bubbly sensation in my tummy. I feel a twitch in my right calf. That kind of thing. And spending a couple minutes just feeling into your body is a great way. Simple and effective.
Yeah. Do you teach sexual meditation?
I do. I mean, actually, I feel like it's also connected. So I do get more into the sexuality piece with my, one-on-one clients. And when I do workshops, we get into a little bit. But I never do, any hands-on work. It's all I'll teach you, and then you would do that yourself. Or I'll give you meditations, and you do it yourself. But a lot of it is, kind of just really opening up all areas of your body, and using this felt sense meditation to open up the sensations in your pelvic floor and in your vagina and all parts of your body, So it's all connected, but it comes down to, really tuning into your sensations and becoming aware of your body and how it communicates with you. And the more you can fully embody those things, the more you'll experience, the more you'll have more sensation and all those good things that help you to enjoy your experiences more.
I saw your some of the praises of you from your clients. You've really helped so many women come into their own to be, reconnected with who they are as women. I could it's just amazing. Some of the remarks I've heard, how you're really helping to change women's lives. And we all need this. We need this as women. It doesn't matter, where you come from, who you are as a woman. We all have that. We all have it in common. We all have this ability in us, this capacity in us to be this great spiritual and sexual capacity and inner strength in us that that just needs to come out. And thank God, we're just open to all kinds of wisdom and information and tools and things we can use now, teachers like you and that we didn't have access to years ago. So we have all this freedom to just be who we are,
Yeah.
And truly amazing. I love delving into this. I just started doing it myself, and just understanding who we are as women, just the complexity of who we are, like you were saying in your life, how you got, you had your child and you just got depressed because of all the different things that you were doing that was taking you away from yourself. And this is what we do as women. We have the capacity to do so much, to just keep stretching and stretching and stretching. But at the same time, when we do that, we cut ourselves away from who we are. And we have to be able to balance all of our responsibilities as a mom and wife and all these other things we do with who we are as a woman. And that's powerful. It really is. That is very powerful. So is there anything else you can tell us? Maybe something I forgot to ask you?
Well, I think, you know, another thing I can just point out, which is so important for women and really anyone, but is to realize that, especially in relationships, you can't expect everything from your partner. Like, and the more you know yourself and the more you're able to, you know, start a love affair with yourself, whether you're single or in a relationship, is so important. And really kind of start a love affair with yourself. Writing, you know, becoming aware of the voice inside and how it talks to you. And I love to teach women to find that empowered part of you. Where does that live in your body? Like, if you were really to tune in, where do you feel the most power, the most strength? And taking time to feel into that part of you. How can you connect to that part of you on a more regular basis? You know, like breathing and intentionally feeling that empowerment. Because the more you strengthen that powerful part of you, the more you will be able to accept and integrate the other parts of you. So not shutting them down, but allowing them their voice while choosing to let that empowered part of you run the show so that you can react more so than respond when you're triggered. You know, I like to think of it as like the other parts of you can just sit in the back of the car, but they can't touch the radio, so to speak. But, you know, being aware of how you speak to yourself and how you treat yourself. So, you know, like when you're in the shower, do you touch yourself lovingly? You know, when you're putting lotion on, do you just slap it on, or do you take that time to like really enjoy how it feels on your skin and, you know, how it feels to touch your own skin and the smell of the lotion and just how soft your skin is and, you know, just appreciating your curves and, you know, just appreciating your own body and what touch feels good to you and, you know, where you like to be touched and all those things. Just treating yourself with that love and care.
Yes, and you reminded me of that with your segment on self-awareness. As much as I knew that, I kind of like slipped away from it. So I thank you for reminding me of that, you know, because I do a lot for myself, you know, as far as self-care. But I kind of slipped away from just being a little bit more attentive, you know, to myself. You know, and, you know, when I wake up in the morning and, you know, I have my ritual, but then I just put that back into my ritual, just touching myself, touching my body instead of just getting up and meditating or stretching or doing yoga or something like that. I put that back into my morning routine, and it feels wonderful, you know, just to have that connection. And it triggers a calmness in you, and it, you know, it's just one of the another thing to center you for the day, to get, you know, for you to have that grace that you carry around with you during the day, because when you get in the habit of doing it, it really does uplift you. It changes you, and you just become so much more in tune to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I'm going to see if there
you
ask you a question or comment. There's a few callers, so I'm going to call out a few area codes, and if you want to ask Amanda a question or comment, you could just go ahead and say it after I call out your after I call out your area code. So area code 267, would you like to say something? Area code 267, would you like to say something? Area code 215, would you like to say something? Okay, it looks like that's it for the callers. So, Amanda, I would love for you to give out your information for the listeners, your website, or any way that people can get in touch with you.
Yes, thank you so much, Sage. So So my website is www.amandatesta.com. T as in tango. And I also, you can find me on Facebook. I have a group for women called Find Your Feminine Fire Group. And I just recently launched a new YouTube channel. That's Amanda Testa.
Oh, wow.
And that's where I put, I know Sage mentioned earlier, a lot of the interviews that I've done. And I have put in posting those on the YouTube channel so that anyone that would like to see can see. And I do try to post all that on my website, too. So you can find all my offerings and all the other ways to connect with me on my website as well. And I'd love, I have, you know, my to subscribe to my newsletter. I've got a great pleasure meditation that you can download. And it's just a beautiful way to really kind of connect into what feels good in your body that you can do. It takes about 13 minutes. So you can get that on my website as well.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I don't want to leave this person out. I see another caller. I just want to make sure that this person, I don't want to overlook this person in case he or she wants to say something. But area code 618, would you like to say something? Area code 618.
Let me come in from the engineering room and call out area code 615, prefix 618. Area code 615 with the prefix 618. Did you have a question or comment? Well, your phone lines are lit up, and I guess they just want to listen. Let me call out area code 215, prefix 239. Area code 215, prefix 239. Okay, well, it looks like your callers want to listen, and I do too. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So, Amanda, this was just an enlightening call. I am so happy that you were here. I'm just so excited that I have, you know, met you, and the work that you're doing is just phenomenal. I appreciate it. I am definitely a fan, and I am a student and all of that, a friend, and I am so happy to have had you here tonight to share your insight with us. You are an empowering woman, and keep up the good work. I love what you're doing. Keep spreading your wisdom to as many women as you can touch.
Thank you so much, Sage. I appreciate that and your kind words. And I, too, am so appreciative of you and all the amazing things that you are doing in the world and how many people you are helping. So thank you for you.
Thank you so very much. And, okay, thanks, everybody. That's it for the show tonight. Again, Amanda Testa. Thank you very much. Find Your Feminine Fire. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on YouTube. And you can find her on her website, amandatesta.com. Good night, everyone. Namaste.